Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
Time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball
the pits. Board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here for another show and tell.
With Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello, Beanies. My name is Chloe and I am 8 years old. I have a sister who is 5 years old. I live in Adelaide.
Ooh, Adelaide.
Ah, have you ever been to Adelaide?
I have been to Adelaide and I went there for the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
Oh, is that where they cut everybody's hair into fringes?
That is it, Laura. That's exactly what the Adelaide Fringe Festival is.
I knew it.
Yeah. You're expected to grow your hair out. And you get the plane in, and when you go there, you get your fringe cut. And then everyone shows off their fringes.
Oh, no, Mini Beanies. The Adelaide Fringe Festival is where lots of theatre and art gets put on.
It's very fun.
Very cool.
We are near the beach. We see lots of stingrays there. They come in very close and people pat and feed them.
You can pat and feed stingrays?
They don't sting you?
No, I guess not.
That's amazing.
Maybe it's because they pat and feed stingrays, you know. They pat and feed them.
Like they're tame. They've been tamed.
Maybe the stingrays get really used to people. Because that happens, doesn't it, with other animals. They get used to people feeding them and petting them.
Like kangaroos who live close to campsites.
Yeah. They're just coming in to say hi. I wonder what treats stingrays like. Pancakes?
Is that because they're the shape
they're
of
kind
pancakes?
Of the shape of pancakes?
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
My question for you is, what is your favourite seawater animal?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Dugongs.
Really?
Yeah, because they look like dumb dolphins. You had that ready so quickly. Yeah,
we've talked about this.
I love dugongs because they kind of look like dolphins, but like a silly version, and they have big faces.
Is it because they've got like that really furry big nose and like all their whiskers?
Oh, yeah, they do have long whiskers. Yeah, they're kind of like cat dolphin bears.
Cat dolphin bears?
I stand by that.
What's your favourite ocean animal, Mim?
I really like penguins. Do they count?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They go in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an ocean animal.
Do you like penguins?
I love penguins.
Do you like penguins?
Yeah.
Too fancy.
Yeah.
No. Too formal. It's because penguins look like they're wearing little suits.
Yeah.
They're very dressed up. What's your favourite ocean animal, Michael?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I really like octopuses right now.
Octopi?
Octopi. Yeah.
Octopices.
Yeah. I really like the octopus at the moment because a lot of them can camouflage themselves. Have you seen that?
I have. I've seen videos of it. It's amazing.
It is. And they're really smart as well.
What does camouflage mean, Michael?
Camouflage means it can change its own colour and shape to the things around them.
Mm.
So it blends in. So you can see videos of an octopus could be swimming along. And then they'll find a bit of rock or seaweed, and then it'll change its colour exactly the same as it, and it'll look exactly the same.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
And they do that to hide from other sea creatures that might want to eat them. So they're like playing the ultimate game of hide and seek.
We should teach our spaghetti to do camouflage when Michael's around.
But then Michael will starve.
It'll just disguise itself as a piece of lettuce and I'll just never touch it. I saw another video the other day that was, it was an octopus was sleeping, and while it was sleeping, it was changing all of its colours, and they think it was dreaming.
What?
The guy that was watching was saying that particular octopus, when they go hunting, they show certain colours. And it started showing those colours and flashing those colours when it was sleeping. So they think it was dreaming about hunting.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do you still have that video?
I do. I can find it. Yeah.
Can we put it up on the Beanies Instagram when this episode comes out?
We sure can. Yep. Mini Beanies, I will put that link on our Instagram. So get your big people to go and have a look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our handle is TheBeaniesAUS.
And what is your favourite thing to do on the beach or in the water?
I really like making a sandcastle or reading a book on the beach.
Great fun.
That's really cool. I really like when there's a really big wave coming and you bob down under it and put your feet in the air and then the wave makes you do a backflip.
Oh, yeah. It like turns you around.
Yeah, that's my favourite thing. But you got to be careful.
I really like catching waves when I'm at the beach. And sometimes you can catch a wave in a certain way that you're kind of just skidding along on your tummy.
Yeah.
And it makes you look like a seal. Ooh. Pretty fun.
Bye, beanies.
Bye, Chloe. Thank you for your show and tell.
Bye, Chloe.
Do you have a question for the beanies like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies like... I have a pet puppy dog. We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell. We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
A grown up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh
man.
Mamma mia! Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanies show and tell.